trust that you will take the time to read through the program. There are not very many announcements in here, so you can just take the time to check those out for yourself. We received a note from Betty this week in the mail, expressing her gratitude to the choir who went out and sang to her in the hospital. And the note is posted on this Northside bulletin if you want to take a look at it and read all that she had said. But she was very appreciative of our church family and what we were able to do for her. I'm going to pray for our Sunday school program, and then we will look into God's Word together. So let's pray. Father God, again, we are very grateful for your blessings in our lives, grateful for your faithful presence amongst us, and we pray that as we move into another year, that we would be fully conscious that you are our help and you are our guide. We thank you for your word, the opportunity to be encouraged as well as corrected and challenged by it. I pray that as the Sunday school program is underway and as the message is being presented in the Mandarin service, and then as I speak now, we pray that in the presentation of your word, that it would take hold and find root in our hearts and our minds. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight. My God, my rock, my redeemer, I pray this for the honor and glory of Jesus, and in his name, amen. Well, in 2017, my goal was to lose just 10 pounds, only 15 to go. In 2017, I learned how to prepare tofu. Step one, throw it in the trash. Step two, grill some meat. Now, frankly, I don't mean to brag this morning, but I finished my 14-day diet in 3 hours and 20 minutes. I learned in a recent study that women who carry a little extra weight live longer than men who mention it. I must confess this morning that I am upset with kids today. I'm upset because they simply don't know how easy they have it. When I was young, I had to walk 9 feet through shag carpet to change the TV channel. Now, I may not be that funny, or athletic, or good-looking, or smart, or talented, or forgot where I was going with this. I love being over 50. I learn something new every day and forget five others. Senility has been a rather smooth transition for me. Now, I don't know much about your experiences over the past year, but I hope that you are looking forward to 2018. In 2017, you may not have met some of your personal goals. You may have encountered failures or bumped into obstacles. And as a result, you may be disappointed and discouraged. You may have learned something new, but you are trying to forget five other things. Maybe 2017 has not been the stellar year that you had expected. Well, as we approach the new year, I want to offer to you four pieces of advice. I'd like you to find in your Bibles Luke chapter 19. And the first piece of advice that I want to give you today is, don't despair over your shortcomings or your failures, just press on. Luke 19, starting at verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Now, did you notice that Zacchaeus had a few liabilities, a few shortcomings, a few failures on his resume? He was a tax collector, dreaded and hated by his fellow countrymen. He was despised because he was wealthy and he lived above and beyond the means of many others. His wealth was gained by cheating and thievery. Zacchaeus was known by all to be a sinner. Notice also that Zacchaeus was short, or I suppose we would say he was height challenged. Zacchaeus' shortcomings, morally and physically, were of great inconvenience when he heard about and wanted to meet Jesus. But Zacchaeus did not despair. He did not give up. He pressed on. He improvised. And he climbed a sycamore fig tree. He saw Jesus. But more importantly, Jesus saw him. Jesus saw the man, full of shortcomings and failures, but he saw beyond the man he was and saw the man he could be. And so Jesus invited himself over for some dinner and conversation. And the result of their time together was that Zacchaeus became a follower of Jesus, and he was immediately motivated to right the wrongs he had done. He made a commitment to provide for the poor and to repay with interest the people he had cheated. Zacchaeus pressed on beyond his shortcomings and failures. Now, if we are followers of Jesus, we too can press on to a better tomorrow. With Jesus as our friend providing us his help, we too can press on to a brighter tomorrow. We can forget the past and we can look forward. Now, Paul stated this very succinctly in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is what? He is a new creation." Not only that, Paul says, "The old has passed, has gone, and the new has come." The new has come. So don't dwell on or despair over the past. The old is gone. And 2018 offers you new opportunities to right the wrongs and press on to a better tomorrow. So don't despair over your shortcomings or your failures. Just press on. My second piece of advice is this: don't despair over your opposition or your obstacles. Just press on. Some of you have probably walked the Great Wall of China. And you know the wall was constructed to keep out the barbaric hordes to the north. The wall was too high to climb over, It was too thick to break down, it was too long to go around, and it provided a seemingly impenetrable protection. The wall was meant to provide a sense of confidence and ensure safety and security for the nation. But the hordes to the north did not view the wall as an impenetrable obstacle. They were not deterred by the opposition. During the first 100 years of the wall's existence, China was invaded 3 times. The hordes to the north discovered that the gatekeepers could be bribed, and they simply marched unimpeded through the gates into the country. Now, if you encountered a great wall in your life in 2017, you may have given in to discouragement or despair. You may have lost your incentive to carry on or your hope that anything positive lies in your future. But would you please remember that as followers of Jesus, God has a beautiful plan for your life. And when He is allowed to lead, you will never encounter any obstacle or opposition that cannot be overcome, as long as you allow Him to lead you. Now turn to Matthew chapter 21, where we find some very encouraging words along this line. Matthew 21, verse 18. Early in the morning, as Jesus was on His way back to the city, He was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, He went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then He said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." Immediately the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" they asked. And Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." You see, when you put your trust in God, you have God's help to press on, even in the face of mountainous obstacles. Jesus said in Matthew 19, verse 26, "With God, all things are possible." The angel said in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, "For nothing is impossible with God." So as you move into 2018, do not despair over your obstacles or your opposition. Simply press on. You see, with God's company and God's support, you have another opportunity. God will help you. He will help you to become and to accomplish all He means you to accomplish. Now I want to talk about what this becoming and what this accomplishing might mean. God will help you to become all He means you to become, and He will help you to accomplish all He means you to accomplish. So here's my third piece of advice dealing with becoming. Press on and seize the opportunities to grow spiritually. How do you view your relationship with Jesus or with your Christian faith? If you view it simply as a destination, you may succumb to the notion that you have arrived, that you have been saved, And your eternal destiny in a new heaven and earth are guaranteed. And because this is the fact, this is the reality, you may conclude it really doesn't matter how I live my life now. It doesn't matter how I live in 2018 or 2019 or beyond. I'm saved and I know I'm going to heaven. Now, if you think that that's the destination, if that's all there is to your relationship with Jesus or your Christian faith, then you have grabbed on to a notion that is not only false, it is detrimental to your emotional health and well-being. You see, the Christian faith is not a destination. It is a spiritual journey. It is a journey of exciting and unpredictable adventure, filled with mystery and majesty, filled with awe and amazement, filled with delight and transformation. In Romans chapter 8, verse 29, Paul says, "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son." To grow spiritually means to become more conformed to the likeness of Jesus. And it's only as we become more conformed to the likeness of Jesus that we experience a fuller and more deeply satisfying life. Growing spiritually, becoming more conformed to Jesus, opens up portals to God's favor and blessing. Did you know that even Jesus, as a boy, knew he had to seize growth opportunities? In Luke chapter 2, verse 52, we read, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." Even Jesus had to seize the growth opportunities, and he did. Now, all of us will have new opportunities to grow spiritually in 2018. Some of us will grow as we make it our goal to read the Bible daily. Some of us will grow as we begin to attend worship services faithfully. Some of us will grow as we dedicate our finances to God and regularly and joyfully give our tithes and offerings. Some of us will grow as we begin to pray for specific needs until God answers. Some of us will grow as we make the commitment to correct one bad habit. Some of us will grow as we determine to express more gratitude to God. 2018 will afford us new opportunities to grow spiritually, and so seize those opportunities. Don't let them pass. Grab on to them. In the story, Alice in Wonderland, there's a scene where Alice says to Cheshire Cat, "Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?" "That depends a good deal on where you want to go," replies Cheshire Cat. "I don't much care where." "Then it doesn't matter which way you go. That's not the way to live your life. Do you care where you get to in 2018? If you don't, then make no plans, seize no opportunities, and just wander. But if you care about becoming more like Jesus and about experiencing an abundant life, then you must look for the opportunities to grow spiritually. You must set your intentions upon grabbing, seizing those opportunities. Don't wander aimlessly. Care about where you're going and where you're going to get to. Make 2018 about becoming more like Jesus, about growing spiritually. Now, I have one more piece of advice this morning, and that's about accomplishing. Press on and seize the opportunities to love and serve others sacrificially. You need to press on and seize the opportunities to grow spiritually. That's all about becoming. But pressing on and seizing the opportunities to love and serve others sacrificially, that's all about accomplishing. Now, last week I spoke about living at risk by loving others. May I suggest that if you missed the message, go to the church website and you can listen to it there, because this morning I really don't want to belabor the point that I made last week. I simply want to remind us that in 2018, and really every day of every year, we should press on and seize the opportunities to love and serve others sacrificially. God loved us so much that He gave sacrificially. He gave His Son. He gave His Son to redeem us. And we have been born again to a brand new life that will live eternally in friendship and kinship with God. And so may I suggest that in gratitude to God for His sacrificial giving, you are to share your love with others. Look at Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 reinforces this piece of advice, starting at verse 9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We are to press on and seize the opportunities to love and serve others sacrificially. In a New York Times article, Hal Niedzwiecki reflected on his experience with social media sites, and especially Facebook. Soon after starting a Facebook account, Hal accumulated about 700 online friends. Now, in his own words, he says, "I was absurdly proud of how many cyber pals, connections, acquaintances, and even strangers I'd managed to sign up." But then he went on to point out that due to a 2-year-old child at home, his workaholic irritability, even his love of being left alone. Because of this, he had fewer in the flesh friends to hang out with than he'd ever had before. And so he came up with an idea. He decided to have a Facebook party to push his virtual friends into actual friends. Hell invited all 700 of his Facebook friends to a local bar for a party. People could respond to his invitation with one of three options: attending, maybe attending, and not attending. 15 quote-unquote friends said they would be there, and 60 said they might be there. And so he guessed that maybe somewhere around 20 would actually show up for the party. Well, in the article, Hell writes about what happened next. He says, "On the evening in question, I took a shower, I shaved, I splashed on my tingly man perfume, I put on new pants and a favorite shirt. Brimming with optimism, I headed over to the neighborhood watering hole and waited, and waited, and waited. Eventually, one woman showed up. And the one woman who showed up to the party with Hell, he didn't know her. She was a friend of a friend. They ended up making small talk, and then she left. Hell waited until midnight, but no one else showed up. And so he says he ordered a beer and salt, and he concluded his article with these words: 700 friends, and I was drinking alone." Now, I relate this true story because most people, Facebook friends notwithstanding, are actually living very lonely lives. Most people are living with deep needs, broken dreams, unrealized hopes, emotional disappointment and pain. And in this kind of a scenario, we as Christians, we know the balm in Gilead. We know the friend who is closer than a brother. We know the giver of all good gifts. We know the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. We know the Prince of Peace. In 2018, you can seize the opportunities to love and serve others who are lonely and hurting and in need of a Savior. Seize the opportunities to present the Savior. Seize the opportunities to love and serve others sacrificially, so that they will see, so that they will desire, so that they will meet the God and Savior whom you know. I am the new year. I am the new year. I am an unspoiled page in your book of time. I am your next chance at the art of living. I am your opportunity to practice what you have learned about life during the last 12 months. All that you sought and didn't find is hidden in me, waiting for you to search it out with more determination. All the good that you tried for and didn't achieve is mine to grant when you have fewer conflicting desires. All that you dreamed but didn't dare to do, all that you hoped but did not will, all the faith that you claimed but did not have, These slumber slightly and lightly, waiting to be awakened by the touch of a strong purpose. I am your opportunity to renew your allegiance to him who said, "Behold, I make all things new. I am the new year." You are entering another year, a new year, and you have new opportunities. Don't despair over your shortcomings or your failures. Just press on. Don't despair over your obstacles or your opposition. Just press on. Press on. Seize the opportunities to grow spiritually. Press on and seize the opportunities to love and serve others sacrificially. Press on. Let's pray. Father God, would you please help each one of us to look forward to 2018 as a time for new opportunities. The past is gone. It's done with. We have a new year. I pray that we would press on and that we would grow spiritually and that we would love others sacrificially. Help us to become what you have meant for us to become and to accomplish what you have meant for us to accomplish. And then our hearts will be satisfied. I ask humbly for these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's stand and give God glory. Glory for this past year and glory for what awaits us in this new year. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. And now in your journeys to and fro, God direct you. In your happiness and pleasure, God bless you. In your care, anxiety, or trouble, God sustain you. And in peril and in danger, God protect you. Amen. 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 Seated. Thank you again for sharing this time with us. And off in the side room, there are refreshments, and I invite you to go there and enjoy some fellowship with one another.